Hello, I'm Durval Bazi, and welcome to another episode of the Climate Conscious Podcast. We want to make your podcast experience even better, so we've launched our very first podcast survey. It's quick and easy. Just click the link in the show notes or on any of our social media profiles. Your honest feedback will help us to improve, innovate, and deliver valuable content that resonates with you. Today, we're continuing our journey through the climate change ABCs. We'll spend some one-on-one time breaking down the complexities of climate change into bite-sized, easy-to-understand pieces to enlighten, educate, and empower. Part two of climate change ABCs. F is for finance. Climate finance refers to financial resources that are provided for climate mitigation and adaptation activities. It can be from public, private, and alternative sources of financing at the local, national, or international level. A key feature of international climate change conventions, such as the Paris Agreement, calls for the flow of finance from developed nations to assist developing countries that are more vulnerable to the effects of climate change. To facilitate this flow, climate finance funds have been set up. Examples of these are Global Environmental Facility, or GEF, the Green Climate Fund, or GCF, and Adaptations Fund. Governments or eligible groups can apply to receive funding for their project proposals. An example of a project that has received climate finance through the Global Environmental Program is the BCLME Plus project. That's the Blue Economy Caribbean Large Marine Ecosystems Plus, promoting national blue economy priorities through marine spatial planning in the Caribbean Large Marine Ecosystem Plus. Yes, that's a mouthful. But this four-year project is funded by the Global Environmental Facility with a grant of $6.2 million and co-financing of $40.1 million. This project is being executed by the Caribbean Regional Fisheries Mechanism, CRFM. This GEF-funded project will promote blue economy development in the Caribbean region through marine spatial planning and marine protected areas, the ecosystem approach to fisheries, and the development of sustainable fisheries value chains. Still on the letter F, we now move to fast fashion. Investopedia defines fast fashion as low-priced but stylish clothing that moves quickly from design to retail stores to meet trends, with new collections being introduced continuously. Fast fashion is also defined by cheap, trendy, knockoff garments, mass-produced at low cost. So this allows the average consumer to access trendy clothing at an affordable price. Zara, H&M, Gap, Topshop, Primark, Fashion Nova, Shein, Pretty Little Thing, ASOS, the list goes on and on. It's fast, it's cheap, so it sounds like a win-win, right? Actually, there's a big downside to this. Fast fashion is also associated with pollution, waste, consumerism, low wages, and exploitative and unsafe workplaces. Simply put, it has negative impacts on workers and the environment. So while the cost to you, the consumer, may be cheap, there are a lot more costs that are not accounted for, such as carbon emissions and water that is used to create cheap fabrics, which consumers will use for a short time and then dispose. An article by Saskia O'Donoghue stated that it's estimated that the fashion industry is one of the world's largest polluters. responsible for approximately 20% of the planet's wastewater and around 10% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. And while fast fashion companies make millions in profits yearly, their workers are underpaid, work long hours, and are exposed to harmful chemicals used in the process. There have also been allegations of the use of forced labor. So, what's the alternative? Well, we spoke about this on episode 9 of the Climate Conscious podcast with Kaveri Mutu, and I'll share the link to that episode in the show notes. It boils down to the choices that we make as consumers. Some might call it slow fashion or sustainable fashion. It's about careful consideration of what is involved in making your clothing, the environment, and the social cost of your wardrobe. Shopping mindfully, going for quality over quantity, the selection of materials using natural fibers and upcycled fabric, repairing and taking care of our clothing so that it lasts longer and you can rewear it for a long time, even wearing secondhand clothing and thrifting. So, who knew that our choice of clothing could be a human right and an environmental justice issue? And for more info on this issue, I also recommend that you check out the World Bank report, How Much Do Our Wardrobes Cost to the Environment? And that will also be linked in the show notes. Now we're on to the letter G. G is for greenhouse gases. Greenhouse gases are a part of the Earth's atmosphere that absorb infrared radiation or traps heat from the sun. This trapped heat warms the planet and maintains a relatively stable climate. More greenhouse gases in the atmosphere result in a warmer planet. And this is what scientists refer to as the greenhouse effect. Now, the most common greenhouse gases include carbon dioxide, methane, nitrous oxide, water vapor, and ozone. Carbon dioxide, or CO2, is produced through the combustion of fossil fuels, deforestation, and other human activities. Methane is emitted from sources such as livestock, natural gas production, and landfills. Nitrous oxide, N2O, is released from agricultural and industrial processes. Water vapor, which is the most abundant greenhouse gas, is not directly influenced by human activities. And ozone, or O3, can be produced at the ground level from human activities and is a very potent greenhouse gas. There are also chlorofluorocarbons, hydrochlorofluorocarbons, and hydrofluorocarbons, CFCs, HCFCs, and HFCs, which are synthetic compounds used in refrigeration, air conditioning, and industrial applications. The accumulation of these greenhouse gases in the atmosphere released from human activities is a major driver of global warming and climate change. Human activities like burning fossil fuels and deforestation have intensified the greenhouse effect, resulting in rising global temperatures and associated climate impacts. And for our next G word, we have greenwashing. Greenwashing is where companies use marketing and public relations to promote their products, services, or their company image as being environmentally friendly and socially responsible, when in reality, they do not fulfill these requirements. They use misleading or deceptive messaging to give the impression of eco-friendly or ethical practices without taking meaningful actions towards sustainability or social responsibility. According to Ciano et al. 2016, there are two main types of greenwashing. There's decoupling, when organizations make false claims and statements about taking action on sustainability without actually making any changes in what they do. And companies may gain credibility by associating with voluntary sustainability initiatives established by NGOs. The other form of greenwashing is attention deflection. This happens when organizations hide unsustainable practices from stakeholder attention. They may prepare selective or inaccurate disclosures or reports, and they may make incomplete comparisons with other products and services and use vague and irrelevant statements. This includes the deployment of misleading text and imagery. And in extreme cases, companies may even falsely obtain accreditations. In 2015, a major case of greenwashing in the automotive industry was exposed, the Volkswagen clean diesel scandal. Volkswagen claimed its diesel vehicles were environmentally friendly and met emission standards while using clean diesel technology. However, in reality, Volkswagen had used software to manipulate emissions test results to appear compliant, but the vehicles were actually emitting far more pollutants than allowed. So this brings us to the end of part two of Climate Change ABCs. Hope you enjoyed learning more about climate change terms with us. Remember to stay tuned and connected to us on social media. We're on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter at The Climate Conscious. And be sure to complete our podcast survey. It's short, and we really want to hear from you. So click the link in the show notes and see you next time.